Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Bill Crozier, Chair Pro Tem of the PNB Elections Committee. It's Wednesday, June 1st, 2016. It's 7:42 Central Time, 8:42 Eastern Time. And Nancy, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you call the roll for us, please?
Oh, okay.
Or if not, I can do it, but if you can keep track of people, that would be helpful.
Okay. KPFA, Anthony Fest.
Present.
Anthony, present. Margie Wilkinson, cannot hear you. Sharon Adams.
Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Hi, Nancy. So, Sharon Adams, I cannot hear you. KPFA, Grace Aaron, I cannot hear you.
Here.
Fred, hear me?
Okay, Nancy, your voice is breaking up. Fred Blair is present.
Yeah. And Grace said she was here. Did you hear her?
No, yeah. I didn't hear her.
She's just weak.
Okay, so Fred is here and Grace is here. Okay, Jan Goodman.
Here.
Jan, present. Charles Frederick.
Can you hit me? Can I do that?
Charles? Can I hear Charles? Okay, WBAI, Bob Letter.
Here.
Bob, present. Frank Lefevre.
Here.
Frank, present. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Serene, present. KPFT, Bill Crozier.
Here.
Bill Crozier, present. Nancy Sabra and I told me myself, present. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Wesley, present.
Here.
Deb Shafto, can I hear you? I heard Wesley. Okay, WPFW, Jim Brown.
Here.
Jim, present. Marion Douglas and Garo.
Here.
Marion, present. Nancy Gordon. I heard you, Nancy.
I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute.
Nancy, present. Okay. Eric Ramey.
Present.
Eric, present. Oh, almost everybody here except Aaron and Argie Wilkinson. Two. Okay, so we have 18 out of 18. Quorum is a seven.
Okay, so we have quorum. Thank you. Okay, hope everybody got the agenda I sent out late last night. You should have gotten it automatically from the KPFDX server this morning also. I'll read it just for the stream, whoever's listening. Call to order and roll call, which we just did. Number 2, appointment of timekeeper. Number 3, agenda approval, 5 minutes. Number 4, election of committee chair and secretary, 10 minutes. And by the way, if you're not speaking, if you could mute, that would be helpful. I think I heard an echo. 4, election of committee chair and secretary. 5, approved minutes from the May 18, 2016 committee meeting, 5 minutes. Number 6, report from Lynn Sherpe, 2016 National Election Supervisor, and Q&A, 20 minutes. 7, update on request to CFO and on corresponding motion to PNB for elections cost information, 10 minutes. And I also have a note on that. Also see the information we got the day of our last meeting, May 18th. Number 8, report from working group on problems with 2015 and past elections and potential areas for improvement, 45 minutes. Number 9, review action items, 5 minutes. Number 10, set next meeting date for elections committee, 5 minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve that?
I move to approve.
Roberts moves.
Okay. Any changes or discussion? Okay. Well, hearing none, then is there any objections to approving the agenda? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved. Thank you. Let's see. Election of committee chair and secretary. We've been carrying this forward for several months until we can get the WBAI membership established for 2016. So do you want to go ahead and try to elect the chair and secretary now? We'll probably have to redo it again once the WBAI membership is established, or do you want to postpone that? Yes, Serene?
I have a. You were supposed, Grace.
Okay, Serene.
You're supposed to choose the timekeeper before we get into anything else.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You're not muted.
Who would like to be timekeeper?
This is Grace. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Grace.
Okay. I would like to move that we keep Bill Crozier as the chair pro tem.
Okay. If you could hold that just for a minute because I skipped appointment of timekeeper. And I'll get back to that in just a minute. Okay. And so would somebody like to be timekeeper, please?
Okay, I'll do that. This is Marion.
Marion, okay, thank you. Okay. And now Grace, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to move that we keep Bill Crozier as the chair pro tem for this meeting and postpone the election of permanent chair and secretary until the next meeting.
Okay.
This is Deb.
Discussion?
This is Serena.
Yeah, it's Eric Randy to the stack.
Okay, and I heard Deb calling in. So can you note that, Nancy? Okay, who else besides Eric?
Deb present.
Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead, Eric.
Oh, actually, I just had a point of information. Is there going to be any attempt for candidates to send out some type of statement so we know who's who or what they stand for?
Talking about for the chair or
well,
secretary?
For the timekeeper,
yeah.
Of course, I mean, I could care less who the secretary is, but for the chair.
We could do whatever the group wants to do. So, you know, we could...
well, I mean, if I don't know who's who, I won't be participating
in
the election.
Right, okay. Well, if you'd like us to send out information to candidates, then that would be okay. I assume if we have a contested election, we'll probably have to do it by email. But
this is Serena for the staff.
Anyway, we can handle it however you want. But right now, the motion on the floor is to keep me as the chair pro tem until the next meeting.
Can I be heard?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Serena.
Okay. So I object to that motion. I would like us to have nominations now. This has been pushed back and back over and over again. We're going to do it tonight. That was the agreement last month. I don't see any reason to try to flip on it now.
Okay. Other discussion? Okay. On any other discussion, should we go ahead and vote on the motion, Grace's motion? Nancy, can you read it, please? Make sure we have it correct.
The motion?
Yes.
You want me to read the motion?
The motion? Yes.
Last month.
I'm sorry. I have a question.
Okay.
The agenda item is electing chair, permanent chair, and secretary. How properly does a motion to retain a pro tem chair come up? I mean, that's not the agenda item.
Well, it's a substitute or a it's effectively a motion to postpone consideration.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
But point of information, I thought we approved
this. Yes, Nancy?
I thought we approved the agenda.
Yes.
So
we're on number four.
But there's no. Oh, we approved the agenda, right? We did. So
yes.
No. So we did not approve keeping a pro tem chair. We approved an election, right?
Hi, excuse me. This is Lynn.
Oh, Lynn. Hi.
I'm one block away from my house, but I said I would call out at 7:50, so I am. Can I call in about 5 minutes? Is that okay?
Yeah, we're not ready for for your report yet anyway, so that'll be fine.
Okay. So, 10 minutes?
5 or 10 minutes, I think, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. That was Lynn Serpy, our new NES, for those of you who don't know. Okay, well, we have a motion on the floor that we need to dispose of.
Yeah,
and I consider it as essentially a motion to postpone consideration of the election of the chair, but in a specific way by keeping me as chair pro tem until the next meeting.
Okay,
so we need to vote on that.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me ask this one more question.
Since we were very clear in our agreement as a committee last month that we would be holding the election at the next meeting, which is this meeting, it would actually require a two-thirds to approve what you're saying Grace intends as a substitute, correct?
No, this is a new motion. This is a new meeting. So, you know, the committee can do whatever it wants to do.
Okay.
At this meeting.
I'm sorry. I'm not good. If the committee agreed last month to continue with a pro tem chair and hold permanent elections this meeting, it seems to me that both parts of those motions, of that motion, apply, both the one to hold on to the pro tem and to conduct permanent elections. So this motion is, in fact, an attempt to reverse that motion, and I believe it does require two-thirds.
Nancy Sorden to the stack.
Okay, Nancy.
Move the question. I think Serene is correct. That's like a rescinding motion or a motion to amend the previous motion, which requires two-thirds.
Okay, well, I'm going to rule that it's... Well, the motion right now still is Grace's motion. I'm just going to rule that it's effectively a motion to postpone consideration, which doesn't take two-thirds. If you want to challenge my ruling, that's okay. You can do that, and then we can vote on that.
Yes. Yeah, move the question.
Well, we can't do that in committee.
So.
What was the point of information?
Yeah, it's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, isn't it a fact that if Serene offered the motion to stay, wouldn't that be a substitute motion to Grace's motion?
I don't think Serene offered a motion.
She did not? She did not intend that to be a substitute?
Serene, was it?
Yes, the item on the agenda is to hold elections for permanent chair. I want us to do what we said we were going to do. And if you wish to, and if Ms. Aaron wishes to undo that vote and agreement from last month, it does in fact require two-thirds. So, I don't want us to waste time voting to undo the, you know, correct your ruling so we don't have to waste time challenging the ruling.
Mr. Chair, okay. This is Eric. I have a point of information of mine. Unless I misunderstood, I heard, is it not a fact, Serene, that you mentioned something about candidate nominations tonight, nominating candidates? That's what I heard from Serene.
Right. You got to nominate people in order to elect them, and we're supposed to be
okay, that's different, having nominations and having an election. It's not the same.
It's the beginning of the process. You have to begin.
That's fine, but if we're making nominations, it doesn't require an actual election tonight.
I'm sorry, may I respond?
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so if it turns out that there's only one candidate when we do nominations, then we can do a voice vote, you know, although it says everything by ballot, people have been doing voice vote. Fine. If it turns out there's more than one candidate, then we would have to have the nominations and have ballots, and we won't know what is happening until we get to nominations, which is why I said let's begin the nominations, which is what we agreed to do. Did I answer you?
Okay, it's 8:55.
Does that answer your question, Eric?
Somewhat, but I think we need a ruling from you, Mr. Chair, to make the distinction.
Well, I'm ruling that Grace's motion is in order, and it's effectively a motion to postpone consideration, and which would all it takes is a simple majority to do that. But if somebody wants to challenge that, then that's fine. Okay, who is that, Serene?
It is.
Was that Serene?
It is.
Okay. Okay, then we can vote on that. So I'll just state that I don't care whether we do it tonight or later or however the majority of this committee wants to do it is fine with me, but there is a motion right now on the floor to postpone the election of the chair until next month, And I personally think that's a wise idea, because we're just going to have to do this again if the if we get a court ruling, which probably will happen in the next few weeks, to establish the WBAI membership issue. And then we're going to have new members, and we're going to need to redo the chair election anyway. So it seems kind of like a waste of time to me to do it this tonight. But I'm fine with however you want to do it. Anybody else want to speak on the objection to the ruling of the chair?
Yeah, Grace.
Grace, go ahead.
I agree with Bill. I think that because of the deficiency of representation from WBAI, that this election should be postponed.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, yeah, as the person who brought the ruling, I hope I will be allowed to speak. I don't remember.
Go ahead, Karine.
Okay. So, we waste 15 to 20 minutes with this dance at every meeting. Not a productive use of time, and listeners are paying for the call. We should try to get some real work done. At the last meeting, there was a motion to continue with the pro tem chair and to hold elections. Both parts of those apply. This is the next meeting. That is what we agreed to do. It does, in fact, it is an attempt, this motion to, again, postpone. And that could be forever. I don't know. What are we in? We're in June, and we still, you know, people are refusing. Every other committee has moved on with its work. But we have to do this dance at the beginning. You know, it's like a total waste of time. There's no way to predict when something is going to happen or what that something is. We will deal with that eventuality when it presents itself. For now, we need to stop wasting time. It is also really unfair if there is, and there was the last time it was discussed, if there's more than one party interested in the position, to attempt to normalize the chairing of Bill Crozier is at least unfair to anybody else who might be interested in either running for the position or nominating someone for the position. The a reasonable
okay.
thing to have done, I'm not done. A reasonable thing to have done would have been at least to say, until we do such and such, we will alternate. But no, that's not what the body did, or that's not what the persons bringing those motions did. So I say we not have this dance at our next meeting, which will probably be sooner than next month, but whenever it is, let's stop doing the dance. Let's begin the process now. Bill Crozier's ruling is improper. If he said it is a substitute, it is changing what we agreed on. It requires 2/3. It is as clear as day.
Hi, this is Len again.
Okay. We're still on the motion about the election of chair and secretary and whether or not to postpone this till next month. So,
and okay. 9 p.m.
It's just vote.
Okay. Yeah, let's remember the time is growing late, everyone. So you
vote.
Can. Well, right. If we can vote on the ruling of the chair, whether you want to, what's the term? Approve the ruling of the chair or not. And if you uphold the ruling of the chair, then we'll still have to vote on Grace's motion. You can vote either way you want on that. So could you call the roll then, please, Nancy? And the question right now is, a vote yes means you uphold the ruling of the chair that Grace's motion is essentially a motion to postpone, and so therefore does not require a 2/3 vote. If you don't agree with the ruling of the chair, then you can vote no.
Oh,
so Nancy?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was hoping to persuade the chair to change his ruling a little bit and to save time to have Bob Letter be pro tem chair tonight, so the members who do not know what it's like to work with Bob Letter could have at least one time, since you've been pro tem for 3 times.
If the body wants to do that, that's fine. The body wants to do that, that's fine, but we still need to deal with this, and then you can vote no on Grace's motion if you want to do that. And we can entertain
okay, so
a motion
yes,
to do that.
So yes vote means you agree
you
with
vote,
the
you're
chair.
Voted to sustain the ruling of the chair.
Yeah.
Did you agree with my ruling?
You object. Okay. KPFA, Anthony Fest.
Opposed.
Yes, okay.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Anthony, we're voting. Sharon.
Hello?
Who's that to call?
Who is
that Frank?
Yeah, I was downtown. I was trying to get the floor. I was trying to be good on the stack before, and nobody was responding.
Well, sorry, I didn't hear you, but we're in the middle of a vote now. And there's a lot of background noise.
Okay,
we'll go ahead and continue with the vote, please, Nancy.
Yes. Okay, a yes means uphold the chair's ruling. A no means you're against the chair's ruling. Is Sharon Adams, Sharon Kennedy, Margie Williams, Wilkinson, Margie Kennedy.
I was cut off. Can I be stated what the vote is about?
Oh,
is this to uphold the ruling of the chair or what?
The vote is to uphold the rule. Real Nancy, you want to explain it?
Go ahead, Bill. Maybe he can hear you better. Go ahead.
Okay. The ruling is to uphold the ruling of the chair. Me, I ruled that. Let me back up. The original motion was from Grace to keep me as chair pro tem until the next meeting. Serene objected and said it was, we voted last month to postpone it until this month.
Did you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes. Okay. You got it? All right. So can you continue, Nancy?
Okay. I'm on KPFK now. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Fred Blair.
I support the ruling of the chair, yes.
Fred votes yes. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan votes yes. But WBAI, Bob Letter.
No.
No. Bob votes no. Serene Roberts.
No.
Serene votes no. Frank Lefevre.
Yes.
Frank votes yes. KPFT, Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Bill votes yes. Wesley Bethune.
No.
Wesley votes no. Nancy Saibar and Aditomi votes no. WPFW, Jim Brown.
What happened, Deb Shafto?
Jim votes... Oh, sorry, Deb. Okay, Jim Brown votes no. Deb Shafto, how do you vote?
Yes, yes.
I did not know you were here. Okay, Deb votes yes. Jim Brown votes no. Marion Douglas Ngaro.
No.
Marion votes no. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden votes no. Eric Ramey.
Abstain.
Eric abstain. Okay. Yes. Anthony, one. Grace, two. Fred, three. Jan Goodman, four. Frank Lefevre, five. Bill, six. Deb, seven. Seven yeses. On the nose is Bob Letter, one. Serene, two. Wesley, three. Nancy Cyber 19, four. Jim Brown, no. Five. Marion Douglas and Gars, six. And Nancy Sorden, seven. Seven no's.
So it's a tie. And I believe in a tie, the chair is sustained. Is that correct?
But the chair already voted.
Me on that? I know. I'm not voting again. I'm just saying it was a tie.
That sounds familiar.
So I believe that in that case...
This is Eric. And a point of clarification, if I might.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
I'm not saying it's the case here. But normally, I don't know if the word is normally, the chair votes to either create a tie or break a tie, but otherwise not vote.
Well, the chair usually votes in committees.
Really?
And okay. The chair can actually always vote anyway if the chair chooses to. Like in our PNB meeting, the chair usually votes. Not always. Okay. All right. So the ruling's sustained. So we can move on to Grace's motion. If you don't like it, you can vote no. Wait. And a tie in this case will make it fail.
Serene,
can we go ahead and vote on? Well, all right. So, Serene, yeah, but we really need to move on, folks, so we can get on to the rest of the meeting.
It's not
go ahead, Serene.
But I also had something I wanted to bring up.
Okay, Serene.
So this is a cross talk. I have a question for Bob. if in fact I wish to make a motion to, I wish to amend this motion so that when it fails, we don't have to have another election to decide who will be pro tem chair. Is there a way for me to do that, or do I need to let this motion play out and then bring another motion?
You can amend it if you want.
I'm not quite clear what you are trying to do, Serene.
Okay, so I disagree with what just happened, which was we essentially rescinded a motion based on a tie vote. That's the chair's ruling. My desire is to have someone else act as pro tem chair, since if I understood Mr. Crozier's ruling correctly, it's now wide open and we're back to doing a pro tem chair again. Okay. So
point
I wish to have someone else.
Point of information.
Bill, call that man to order.
Well, somebody can always call a point of information, but go ahead. Just a second, Frank.
No,
let me go ahead and finish, Serene.
Hold on just a minute, Frank.
Let's finish, please.
Point of information about the agenda.
Why is he speaking?
Okay, but well, let Serene finish, please. Is that okay? Go ahead, Serene.
I would like to have a different person cheer, a person who can actually hear when other members, destroy the quorum by using the F word. So I don't want the person who's currently acting as pro tem chair to chair the rest of this meeting because I want to get some work done. How can I, without having to take two votes, nominate someone else to serve as pro tem chair?
You can amend Grace's motion, or you can or offer a substitute, or you can vote no and then offer another motion. But I hope this doesn't take too long.
I have a substitute motion.
Well, frankly, I don't mind alternating with Bob. If you want to do that, I don't mind. It's okay.
I have a point of information. Since the motion,
yes.
Motion,
well, actually, Frank had a point of information first. Go ahead, Frank.
When it's my turn.
Yeah, my point of information is, am I correct in my arithmetic on the agenda that we've spent now 40 minutes on what was allowed 20 minutes? And
well, we started a little late, but...
Does this endanger our chance to hear from the supervisor, which is important, I think? The other stuff I don't think is important.
Well, Marion's our timekeeper. When did we start on the election of chair, committee chair and secretary item on the agenda?
Uh-oh.
Marion?
That's a good question.
okay. Well, I'm pretty sure it's more than 10 minutes.
It was just before 9 o'clock.
Okay. So there isn't more time for discussion on this. We can still vote on the motion. All right?
Well, why didn't you just decline the nomination since you don't mind alternating?
You know, okay, I'll do that. Would you like to chair this meeting, Bob, and then we can alternate next meeting? Because I just want to move on with the agenda. I don't care right now who chairs it. Is that okay?
Sure, I'm willing to chair this meeting.
Are there any objections for anybody else if we do that? We can effectively co-chair it until we can have a real election, but we can take turns chairing each individual meeting. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't hear any objections, so Bob, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Bill, and thanks, everyone. All right, so the next item on the agenda is the report from our brand-new National Election Supervisor, Lynn Serpy, who I know has worked very hard in the last few days to get the nomination period up and running. So, Lynn, welcome, and thank you for coming on the call, and the floor is yours. Why don't we try to have a 10-minute report from you and then leave 10 minutes for Q&A.
Okay, sounds good. Everyone can hear me?
9/11. Yeah, you're loud and clear, Lynn, so go right
ahead. Okay, great. All right, great. So, hi, everyone. My name is Lynn, and I started about 2 weeks ago, and it's been very busy. So the election started today. I worked quite closely with Otis to make sure that the website had all the information that it needed. And so the WordPress site that Joy had set up last year has been updated. She had about 40 or so pages that I think I've gotten to almost all of them and updated all for 2016, took out any of the data for 2015, and updated the timeline, updated the fair campaign provisions, you know, things like that. At the same time, I decided to go back and use the candidate management system that Terry Bereshus and Otis had set up, where candidates can go and register their candidacy, type in their own candidate statements, type in their own optional answers to questionnaires. So I decided to do a hybrid approach. Because I only had the 2 weeks, I didn't want to reinvent the wheel, didn't have a lot of time to really think how I might do it in an ideal scenario. So I decided to try to take what I saw were strengths of past election supervisors and try to get that implemented as soon as possible. At the same time, we're trying to promote, interview, hire, and train local election supervisors. And so 3 of the local election supervisors started on Tuesday. And so we have Alma Vassell at KPFT. She is bilingual speaker, even though not required for KPFT. Kihani Brea is at WBAI, also bilingual Spanish. And Earl Johnson, Jr. is in KPFA. We're in the process of negotiating a contract for WPFW, and I am holding out, trying to find a good, solid, bilingual speaker for KPFK. I interviewed a few folks who were not bilingual, who I think could do the job, but in speaking with many folks, including Leslie, it definitely seems as though a bilingual speaker would be a very important thing to have at KPFK. If over the next couple of days I can't find someone, then I do have that backup and plan in place that I do have 2 LESs who are bilingual, and they've already begun helping out by recording parts in Spanish and helping with translations for the website, which I'm starting to do over the course of the next 2 days. So I've been on a couple of the general managers' calls, and I've been in pretty regular communication with them the last week or so. And so most of the general managers have sent out the email that I produced for them to send out to all of their staff that had a link to the updated fair campaign provisions that they could sign, because all staff, paid and unpaid, and including management, need to sign the fair campaign provisions, and they turn them to their general manager. In that same email also discussed the fact that it was a call for nominations for staff elections as well. I sent a similar email to the general managers to send out to their membership list or whatever type of wide distribution email list they have. So most of them will be sending that out tomorrow. I provided sample language and graphics for them to update their station website, their station Facebook page, and I even sent them a very boring tweet. So with the LESs that came on board, I asked them to go into the stations and not just record their part, but also sit down with the general managers and hopefully the program directors and ask about 10 questions. And the questions really covered some really simple logistic things like, do I have a voicemail box or an extension that I can use, and do I have a space that I can sit, like a desk, to wanting to this week try to pin down dates for candidate meet and greet to gather signatures. We wanted to try to get that pinned down this week so that we have plenty of time to promote those events and so that they are set for dates that are good for the station as well as the LES. On a similar vein, I asked them to talk with the relevant folks about how they want to handle the scheduling of candidates to record their carts. I know that's been an issue in the past, and I thought, well, it's not going to happen until July, the sooner we know what the process is. Some studios have, you know, engineers there more often than others, things like that. Then the better we'll be able to make plans to accommodate the number of candidates to come in and record the report, or kind of backup options. We also talked about having access to either being able to post their Facebook pages or their web pages or their Twitter accounts ourselves. But in almost every situation so far, They have someone on staff who kind of handles their social media, and mostly LESs will be coordinating that effort directly with them. I also asked them to ask for the staff and membership list this week. What I would like is next week for us to really work through those staff lists to make sure that they are in as good a shape as possible. And again, that's both paid and unpaid staff. And then through that process, they'll become familiar with how the database and membership lists are handled. And so then when they turn their sites onto the membership list, they've now had the experience of cleaning the staff list, and so that should help that process go much faster. But the big focus really is promotion of the fact that there is an election. Since there was an election last year, which was extended, you know, there's certainly a feeling like, didn't we just have an election 6 months ago? And, well, yeah, we did have one 7 months ago. And so, one, I know that a lot of people are saying they're feeling a little burnt out, they're feeling like we just did it, but unfortunately or fortunately, that is the situation in the bylaws, and so we're just trying to move forward to the best of our ability in this very, very short time frame. So I've been very pleased with the LES so far, almost all of whom I negotiated their contracts over the holiday weekend, immediately got to work on Tuesday, and have reported their parts and gotten answers to many of these questions, and in some cases have already set their dates for their meet and greets later in June. You know, there's some other little technical things we did. We've had to set up email accounts for all the LESs, and John was very helpful with that. Once candidates start filling out the candidate management system, then an LES is sent a notice that someone has registered in their station, so then they can go in and look at what's been submitted, make sure that the candidate statement is in compliance with the fair campaign provisions, things like that. So we're definitely encouraging that people enter the information online, but we are, of course, still offering, you know, hard copy, pen and paper, turn it into LES in-person options, as well as scanning and email options. So I would say that promotion, getting the list in shape, and getting our plans in place for July and then obviously beyond is really our focus collectively in terms of the LES. Me personally, I have to continue to hire the remaining LESs, continue to train all of them, spend a lot of time on conference calls, and try to get the website to where it needs to be. In particular, because I have two bilingual LESs, we're really trying to have as many of the materials as possible be available in English and Spanish. So I would say by the end of the weekend, the back-end candidate management system should have mostly bilingual. Many of the pages on the website will be bilingual, although not all 40-plus of them. And I'm trying to have several pages of the candidate nomination packet also translated as well. I had been hopeful that perhaps the bylaws and the mission statement of Pacifica already were translated, but apparently that's not the case. It looks like at least the mission statement can be translated fairly rapidly, and I'll ask my bilingual staff when they have time to translate as much as they can. I'm also trying to do all that just in case I can't get a bilingual LES in place at Pacifica, at KPSK. So the more our materials are bilingual, obviously the better. So that's just about 9 minutes from my report, and so I know we wanted to leave another 10 minutes for questions.
Okay, thank you very much for that comprehensive report. So the floor is open for questions. At this point, I would ask that we can just hang on 1 second, ask that we respect the format, which is at this point just questions. We will have time very soon after for proposals and opinions, but right now just questions for Lynn. So
okay,
who would like,
921. Jan Goodman on the stack.
Jan, okay, who else?
Nancy
Saibara.
From KPFC, yeah.
Yes. Anyone else? Okay, we can have more. All right, let's start with Jan.
How much time, Bob, are we doing?
What we did last time, I believe, was 3 minutes for Q&A. So let's, without objection, can we stick to that time limit per question? Or actually, why don't we make it 2 minutes for one question? And if you have more than one, you can ask to be on the stack, a second time. Okay, so go ahead, Jan.
Okay, if they're just questions, maybe it could be shorter than 2 minutes. I won't take
sure.
2 minutes. Okay, can we ask more than one question, but
sure.
like in
yeah,
a minute or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have two questions. One is with regard to carts, are you having programmers make carts? You know, because those might be more effective than
right.
a
store. Sure. So,
and,
right.
and,
so, okay. Okay. Do you want to ask
and
that question?
Let me just ask the other thing.
Got it.
And the other question is, are you planning links from each station's website to the nomination package on the national?
Okay, so to answer the first question, there was a list of 10 questions that I gave the LESs to ask their station managers and the program directors. And one of those questions was actually exactly that, is if they could recommend any programmers who might be willing to record carts or perhaps read statements during their show, and who also might be a little more reliable in airing the candidate carts when we get to that time frame. So just keep in mind that they started on Tuesday, the day before the election, and that I was hired 2 weeks ago, and that, you know, I'm going to make a point that might be a little unfriendly, but is that if people have wanted carts and carts done by programmers, my understanding is that this election committee probably could have coordinated for that to happen at any point in time in the last couple of months. So I hope to do so. One of the advantages of outside election administrators is that we are not as familiar necessarily with all the programmers. But that, of course, and so we're neutral and able to be independent. The disadvantage is that we're not as familiar with all the programmers. So that's why I asked the LAS to ask the general managers and program directors for their suggestions. As far as the second question,
2 minutes.
But just the second question, I sent information.
Point of order.
Yes, your point of order.
Yes, I can hardly hear the National Election Supervisor. If she's on speakerphone, can she please go off speakerphone? Very
okay.
difficult to hear what she's saying.
Okay, great. I can do that. That's why when I first started talking, I asked if everyone could hear me, so thank you for that. Just real quickly, the second question, which was about the station website. I mean, I would love for them to do that. Obviously, I have no authority, but I can reinforce that with them. I had sent them a link saying, you know, here's a graphic you could put on your website, and here's some text. And I believe the text included a link back to the elections.pacifica.org site. Yes, it did. And so all of the LESs were instructed when they go in tomorrow to double-check to make sure that happened and to work with, again, the relevant staff or interns who handle the social media on those pages. So I think those are both really great suggestions and things that I'm hoping to do. I just was not able to have them all completely done by today. And some of it is not entirely within my control, but I'm certainly going to try very hard to make it happen. Next question.
Nancy?
Oh, no. Thank you for getting me. That's what I'm going to ask. I'll ask later. Thank you.
Okay. Who else has a question?
Jim.
Jim, go ahead.
Since you don't have a representative, don't have an LE. Oh. Okay.
Jim, you're fading out.
Okay. Since you don't have an LES for CFW, can it go in to start it for WCFW?
I'm sorry?
Tomorrow.
I missed the second half of that.
Jim, your signal is chopping in and out.
Okay. Since you're not...
I still can't hear it.
Can you hear me now? Now? You still can't hear me?
I hear you.
I can hear you now.
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Since you don't have an LES for WPFW yet, who would go in to WPFW tomorrow and meet with management, meet with whomever they need to meet with to get the balls rolling?
Okay, so KPFW is an interesting situation. I had actually hoped to rehire David.
WPFW. Yes.
I'm sorry, yeah. Point of order.
Yes, point of order.
Okay, so I believe, I know the person is a contractor and may not have the same privacy rights as an employee,
right.
But I believe the name is going to be mentioned, so I just want to...
Oh, okay.
You're aware
Okay, great.
That's good.
So, no, that's a very good point of clarification. So I made an offer to someone who was prepared to start on Tuesday, but we're in the middle of some contract negotiations. And actually, while I was waiting on this call, while you guys were voting on the pro tem thing, Lydia was calling me, I hope in response to my question about what's the status update of the contract. So, since I'm on this call, I couldn't take that call, but I'm hopeful, as I've been hopeful for the last few days, that the contract can get worked out, and so the person can start immediately. If they can't start, then they can't start, and that's a result of not my efforts, and so I can't do anything about that. I did send a script to Jerry, who's now on vacation, and Katia yesterday, saying that, you know, if we weren't able to have the LES start and they wanted to have someone record that script, they could. And I plan to follow up with them tomorrow in case the contract negotiations weren't successful and the person can't start. So that's where that is.
Okay, who else has a question?
This is Bill.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll just say I just looked in the KPFT website. The front page already has the link there, and it does go to the elections website. The link's down at the bottom of the page, but it's there on the home page.
Okay.
And also,
yeah,
I got an email that was sent out. Also, I got an email this afternoon about the elections.
Right.
Looked pretty good, thank you, that was sent out via
okay,
the
great.
KPFT email.
Excellent. Members. Yeah, I will say that, I mean, I've had a chance to talk with most, but not all, of the either the general manager or the program director. And I know everyone's incredibly busy, especially with the fund drives and everything. Ernesto has been particularly responsive, and that's been very helpful. And so I'm hoping that not only will I have a chance to continue to develop relationships with the general managers and the program directors, but the LES will as well. So it's great to hear that did happen. He had emailed me that it had, and I just hadn't had a chance to double-check.
Okay, any other questions?
Jan Goodman.
Great, Jan.
Okay, let me call on Grace. She hasn't asked a question yet, and then Jan. Go ahead, Grace.
I'm sorry, this is Serena. Oh, do you hear me?
No,
okay,
I'm not sure.
Did the nomination... to the list, thanks.
Okay, sure.
Did the nomination period start on June 1st today? That's
yes.
The first question. And the second question is, what plans do you have to ensure that the intention of the bylaws regarding the election is met so that our members are aware of the election so that they can nominate themselves in time to qualify to become candidates?
Okay. So perhaps you didn't hear my report, and so I'll go over some of it again. So there's a combination of ways that we're trying to promote that the nominations were open. One of those is certainly the recording of cards to be aired. The second is information that's on not just the Pacifica website, but the various affiliate station websites, of which I don't have control, but of which I've already provided the information and the request that they be added. emails sent out to members and staff email lists, of which at least a few stations have done. Facebook posts on the Facebook pages of the affiliate stations. I provided the information and provided graphics, and I know that at least a few stations have done that. I also provided, as I mentioned, a tweet. So those are a range of options. In addition, the LESs are hoping to come up with a good, solid strategy, working with the general managers and program directors to identify some additional resources at the station, such as programmers who might be willing to either record carts or say a few words about the fact there is an election, etc. One option that I have not yet implemented, because it does cost money, is that if it seems that we're at a point that we may have an uncontested election in a given station, one option that, as far as I'm aware, has not yet been used, and I am not proposing we do just yet, I'm just mentioning it, is that we do have phone numbers for almost all of our members, and robocalls are only about 6 cents each. So WPFW, for example, could call every single one of their members for $300 or $400, because it's based on completed calls. I know it's an expense, and I know that one of the goals of this committee is to minimize expenses, but I just wanted to toss that out because I wanted to mention all of the different ways that we're trying to do promotion. So, if I can recap for a third time then, on air, online, on Pacifica's website, elections.pacifica.org website, on the affiliate station websites, through mass emails sent out by the stations to their staff lists and their member lists, on the Facebook pages of the affiliate stations, their Twitter accounts, and as Ernesto reminded me today, Instagram accounts. The LESs are being asked to be in the station 2 to 3 times a week at a minimum, and they are also asked, as part of that list of questions I mentioned, to ask if there might be some community events where it makes sense for them to have a presence as well.
Okay, thank you. So Serene is next, and then Jan.
Okay, thank you very much. And welcome to Pacifica.
Thank you.
I just wanted to just tweak something you said. When you mentioned that the links are not just on the main site, but also on the station site, we call ourselves the sister station, the 5
Pacifica. Oh, okay.
And then
got it.
Because we have almost 200 independent stations that affiliate with us and carry some of our programs.
Okay, sister stations. Great. Thank you.
I want to thank you for your enthusiasm, and I hope it will be sustained for the duration of the campaign. I'm wondering if you could repeat the name of the person for New York, because I didn't quite get that.
Yes. So, for New York, it's Kiani Brea, and that's K-I-H-A-N-I, and then Brea is B-R-E-A. And she actually, in addition to a range of the relevant experiences, she worked for nearly 8 years with the New York City Board of Elections and also as a campaign background as well. So she's bilingual, she has election management experience and campaign and nonprofit experience, and so far, you know, 2 days in, she seems to be doing just fine.
Okay.
John wasn't able to set up everyone's email addresses until this morning, so I do need to update the website with everyone's contact information, and I hope to do that tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone else who has a question before I call on Jan a second time?
No, Frank Lefever.
Okay, I'll call on you in 1 second, Frank. Who was that other person speaking?
I was just saying it's 9:36.
Oh, that's Marion?
Yeah. Well, the other person was Frank Lefever.
Right, I heard you, Frank, and I'm going to call on you next. So Marion's pointing out we're at time on this, so can we approve a 2-minute extension for Frank, who hasn't spoken, and then move on. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none.
Maybe we'll want, excuse me, yes. Anthony here, we perhaps we'll want to extend time on this.
That's what I just said. Perhaps you didn't hear me. I was asking, is there, hold on one second. I'm asking, is there any objection to 2 minutes for Frank to ask his question and get it answered?
But I'm saying we may want to extend time for the item.
Right. Oh, right.
Well,
so I should mention that I only had a half an hour, and it's already been 45 minutes since I first called and 35 minutes since I called back. So I can maybe be on the call for about another 5 minutes.
Okay. So thank you. That we really appreciate that. Is there any objection to 5 more minutes on this? Okay. Hearing none, that's approved. So, Frank, go ahead.
Great.
Okay. So I have it's probably a one-hour discussion in 5 minutes.
Right. I know the feeling.
I realize that some things beyond your control. I frankly am not exactly sure why this year of all years the election is accelerated to the point that you're expecting it to certify it presumably several months before last year's was, in other words, in probably October rather than in December. I am really very troubled by the fact that the first indication that the listeners are getting that there is an election is simultaneous with the start of the nominations, and I'm really very troubled by that. I'm just wondering, are there any options to really extend the campaign period a little bit and push the vote returns a little further along to allow a little bit more warning that there's an election about to start?
So there's a couple of ways to answer that. One is that I'm also troubled. I really wish that as an organization that carts had been run prior to this. And, you know, my understanding is that would have been allowed in the bylaws. And that option was not chosen. And so there's really not too much that I could have done. I was worried about announcing an election with a start on a date that when I was initially hired, I couldn't be 100% confident that I would be able to meet that timeline, especially considering the previous election supervisor didn't turn in her final report until 4 days after I started. And so not having access to her files for a couple of more days after that was very problematic. And it would have been nice if perhaps you know, that information was available even when I was considering whether to take the position. That said, my understanding is that in the past, when there has been advanced promotion, that there's still been times when extensions were needed. So I am not as convinced that an extended promotion period automatically translates into more candidates. There are things that election administrators can do and things they can't do. They certainly cannot magically create people who are interested in running, people who, you know, may or may not be aware of the situation and dynamics of the local station boards, etc. What we can do is do our best to promote the fact that an election happens. As I'm sure you're all aware, during a public election period, people who want to run for elected office are not given notice any more than what was currently in their bylaws as far as the timeline. So people are interested in becoming candidates. The information is there, and they can be proactive. I understand that's not always the circumstance here that people are that proactive, but the fact that there was a timeline for the election was and is the bylaws. And so that's why, when I was hired 2 weeks ago, we kept our planning for starting the election on June 1st. And certainly, there is a chance, perhaps not a good one, but a chance that by June 30th, we will have contested races in all the stations. That is certainly would be a wonderful outcome. If that doesn't happen, then at that point in time, we could decide to extend the election, which, as we all know, every extension costs more money. So I would say that while I'm not at all opposed to the idea of an extension if needed, I would think the hope would be to not have to do that. And so this is why I'm going to then throw this back on to the election committee, who have relationships and connections with their stations and who are obviously passionate and engaged about this issue, which is that there are many, many ways to be promoting an election, and that includes through your own networks. That includes through your own Facebook pages and your own Twitter accounts and all those things that we all do in this modern world. So I've outlined some of the things that I'm able to coordinate. I've outlined some of the things that I'd like to do, but I need to rely on general managers and program staff to implement. And I've outlined some of the things that the local election supervisors are being asked to do and will hopefully be able to implement. And then I'm throwing it back that, yes, it's a short timeline, but it's not impossible. So what I'd rather we focus on rather than what could have happened is what we're going to do in the next 4 weeks. Thank you.
Okay, I'm also troubled over the fact that people have to be members by June 30th in order to vote. Seems to me in the past the date of record for voting was a little bit beyond the nomination period.
The date of record is June 30th. At the end of the nomination period is June 30th.
But I thought in the past that the date of record for voting was extended a little beyond nomination period. But be that as it may, let me advise you from past experience.
Okay, Frank, you're way over the time. We've agreed to a 2 minute per person. And
I have to get off the call in 2 minutes.
So, Lynn, hold on, Frank. Frank, please respect the chair, okay? We agreed on a process. Everyone else has followed it. Lynn, did you have any wrap-up comments?
My email is nes2016@pacifica.org. nes2016@pacifica.org. Feel free to email me. Please do remember that I am only part-time, so I will get back to you, but I won't necessarily get back to you within 10 minutes of you sending that email. I am, as I mentioned, very much interested in hearing proactive ways of how to accomplish our mutual goals, and I'm not particularly interested in hearing about what should have or could have happened, because I cannot change the past.
Thanks very much for your time, and I really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, everyone.
For all your hard work.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
We look forward to working with you.
Okay, it's 9:45.
Good night.
Thank you.
9:45.
Okay. Thank you, Marion. All right. So next on the agenda is an update on the request to the CFO and the corresponding motion to the PNB for election cost information. That's a 10-minute item. One thing I do know that we had last time, but just to refresh everyone's memory, was a budget memo from the last year's NES, and that did summarize the cost. It was not in great detail, but it had kind of the broad strokes. Who else has information about, or does anyone else have information about the where we're at with getting the costs of last year's election?
Well, this is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, actually, I do not have any more information other than what I got the day of the last meeting on May 18th. I sent you several files. A lot of the other things were coming in that day. So I encourage you to go back and read it. And you're right, Bob, the NES report had some of it, but not all of it, and not a lot of details. And we're still lacking some of the information, for example, how much the breakdown of costs for the election services vendor and exactly like the mailings and stuff like that, and also on how much revenue was brought in by the elections, by the request for donations. I don't have anything on that.
Okay. Does anyone else want to speak on this topic? All right. Well, if not, then we can move on. Actually, I've just been reminded that we skipped over the approval of the minutes of the last meeting. That was the May 18th meeting. Now, let me ask Nancy. I don't recall. Maybe I overlooked it. Did you send out those minutes? Nancy, are you with us, Nancy Saibara?
Yes, I'm here. I'm having trouble sending it, but yes, I've made them, but I really need more time to check it. But I will try to send it again. I don't know, I'm having trouble.
No, that's fine. I mean, obviously, if you haven't been able to send it till now, we can't vote on it tonight. So you can, you know, take your time and make them, you know, whatever way you need to make them so they're accurate. So why don't we move on then to the next item, report from the working group on the problems with the 2015 election and potential areas for improvement. We have 45 minutes, although let me point out, actually, we have an adjournment time of 10:30, so if we took the full 45, we would not be able to review the action items for 5 minutes or set the next meeting date for 5 minutes. So why don't we make this, without objection, let's cut this to 35 minutes and then make sure we, you know, do our wrap-up items. Is there any objection?
Nancy Sorden?
Yes, Nancy.
I apologize. I had a question on the previous item. Somebody mentioned the expenses.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the expenses that we got from the NES, operating expenses, ballot printing, postage, administration, database management, PO box rental, et cetera. The actual was $57,000. Is that paid by National, or is that broken out and paid by the individual station?
My understanding, and others can correct me, is that last year, as in previous elections, the NES salary, and I believe that was the only item paid by the National office, and then the LES salaries and the printing, mailing, processing, ballot replacement, all of those types of functions were absorbed by the station for which those costs were incurred. Does anyone have any different information?